Welcome to Mrigashira, a podcast that communicates with communicators. This podcast is a tribute to our fantastic fellow professionals, colleagues, and friends. I'm Charu Raizada, and this podcast is brought to you in association with Digitales. The discussions around the future of work seem to have consumed us in these last 12 to 14 months. Digitalization and globalization have sparked radical shifts in how we live and work. These changes raise essential questions about our jobs, the skills we need, and a worrying decline in employment. As we learn to find our feet amidst changing ways of working and workplace, we wonder about this future of work, or is it now our present? This week on Mrigashira, we quiz our guest Sandeep Sinha, Managing Partner of Lumis Partners. Sandeep is committed to the world of education and work, backing innovative business models, disrupting the world of education and learning, work and livelihood, inner wellness and overall development of human potential to live a fulfilled life.
Hi Sandeep, welcome to Mrigashira.
Hi Charu, thanks for taking time for the session today.
My pleasure. We've been constantly debating about the future of work, Sandeep, but what are the timelines of this future? Is the future of work already here, or we are still awaiting it?
Charu, it's interesting because I think as a professional in the space of work over the last 10 years, I think we've even constantly been debating the arrival of future of work. And I think most of us didn't realize that it probably arrived a while back. In fact, interestingly enough, today, future of work has become such a buzzword. It has more than 48 million Google hits already on the phrase. So I think it's high time we all accept that future work is already here and we got to address it right here, right now.
It's no more about addressing conversations about future of work. I think we need to move our conversations to far more important things such as jobs. So recent data from CMIE shows that the job market continues to be weak. It is believed that people are exiting the labor market due to lack of jobs. And so where do you see these opportunities coming from, you know, in the near future?
I think, Charu, in the context that we just talked about of future of work being here, I think the whole relevance of the word job has significantly changed. So, the ideal preserves of the job, job description, timeline, hierarchies, I think all of those have got through a significant shift. And I think most of us have started kind of figuring out the opportunities in terms of work. And if you look from a work standpoint, I think if you just look at, a country like India, which, hopefully grows by 8 to 8.5% annually over the next 10 years, we need about 90 million different kinds of work roles over the next 10 years. And out of these 90 million, there are about 60 million which are going to be the new ones and 30 million who are going to be moving laterally. But I don't think the challenge is about either job or it's about work. The big challenge on the table is about opportunities and the skills associated with those opportunities, because that's the one I think is really in question. Job, work, employment, I think will remain in different shapes and forms as we go forward.
I believe young people and those with low skills are at the highest risk. And with new technological developments, which are affecting jobs, the high skilled are getting affected also. So with this whole changes in the workforce and the nature of work, it also believes that the gig economy is going to be a big player here. So how do we create new pathways for tomorrow's workforce?
I know, very relevant, Charu, but I think before I go to your question about the new pathways, you referred about, the kind of jobs getting automated. So, most of us believe that it's typically the low-end, repeatable jobs which are getting automated. But I think what we've seen over the last few years is that even very high-end jobs, there has been like a mayhem on the Wall Street with algorithmic trading. The whole concept of insurance selling has gone totally digital. Customer relationship, marketing has gone in a very different dimension altogether. So I think the deconstruction or the demolition of job is actually across the board. And then how it has translated is also very different. If you remember, from our parental generation, most people had 1 to 2 jobs. You know, then people moved on to 3 to 4 jobs. Mm. The baby boomers are talking about a dozen jobs in their lifetime, and the millennials are talking about shifting a job every 2 years. And that's right. A very dramatic shift. So I think the question that most people are looking for is, what is the problem you're trying to solve? How can I help you in solving that problem? And how do I get paid for that? So the deconstruction of a typical job profile into work attributes is what's happening. And that's what we're seeing across the board. And, you know, the term that you referred about gig, I think that's already here. I mean, in US, we're talking about in the next 5 years, almost half the jobs are going to be in the gig environment.
Right.
In India, we're seeing in a similar way. You know, I'm associated with a company called Avin, where we have almost 1 million+ gig workforce across 10,000 pin codes in India as of today. So that shift is also happening very fast. And I think it's in line with the aspirations of the younger generation of how they want to be able to kind of merge different kind of roles, different kind of jobs and so on and on in the kind of work that they want.
So that also means there's somewhere a merging of the colors, the blue colors and all the other different definitions. What do you have to say about that?
Yes, exactly. And I think the way the new economy is shaping up, some of the jobs that we were talking about in the typical blue collar workforce, for example, are actually earning much more than, you know, a good white collar job. Somebody who is in a, you know, precision, high pressure welding job, their skilling is of the right level. Those individuals are making much more than, you know, somebody sitting in a BPO and, you know, kind of serving an international customer. So in my mind, you know, it all going to boil down to what is the skill set you can bring to the table and how is that skill set differentiated and what's the premium you can command on delivering that skill set. And from a company standpoint, they would want it to be on demand as much as possible because, you know, even the companies don't want to necessarily take on the burden of kind of managing full year expense for certain skill sets which are only needed for a sporadic period of time.
No, I agree with you there. And I know you did touch upon corporates looking at independent talent. And it is believed that more than 1/3 of companies in India are likely to prefer 50% of independent talent or the gig worker in the next 5 years. But this could also mean bringing synergies between the employees and the gig workers. Because in today's day and age, when we are talking so much about a workplace which is far more integrated, where there needs to be far more camaraderie between people and bringing in the whole different aspects, how can organizations adapt a integrated approach with two different models of working, gig worker and the full-time employee or flexi working, hybrid working? I mean, there are multiple terms which are being used. How do you see all of this evolving in the next few years?
I think there's a huge dichotomy that's going to emerge over there, Charu, because you will have corporates which have a well-defined culture. They have their own ways of doing things and they will have thousands and thousands of employees all across the country. But the moment this work starts getting distributed, some of these employees are going to start working from the flexible workspaces, right? The WeWorks and so on of the world. Now, when you go to a place like WeWork, you realize that they have cultivated and created their own culture a little bit in themselves, right? There, you know, you can be a part of a large corporate, but the person sitting next to you is probably somebody from an entrepreneurial ecosystem doing something very different. You know, there is another person sitting over there who's working 4 hours a day for one customer, 5 hours a day for the other customer, and so on and on. So I think as we go forward, there are going to be different streaks of culture. The culture of an organization where you are a part of, the culture of the workspace where you're a part of, the culture of the learning environment where you are a part of. And I think we will see a medley of these things put together. Honestly, I don't know how it's going to play out, but it's going to be very different from the way it is today.
Yes, we seem to be learning every day. And you talked about Avigna. Just a question over here. That Avigna is looking at PIN code management. Now, that sounds very intriguing, and I'm sure we all want to know a little more about that.
Those kind of changes actually have happened already. So I'll give you an example. Avign is a digital platform where you deliver Uberized workforce. But before that, you know, I was an investor in PeopleStrong, which is a regular world HR tech firm, and where we did recruitment process outsourcing for a firm like, you know, an insurance company all across the country. And these insurance companies wanted to hire 20,000 people. But when they want to hire 20,000 people, they want to hire people by pin code, because the belief is that if you are from that local geography, your ability to sell an insurance to somebody from your own community becomes much higher.
Got it.
So when we were hiring these 18,000-20,000 people, we were literally hiring 1 to 2 people per pin code. And these people were all working in a distributed manner all across the country. And I think that is the the commercial sense that they were trying to drive. Actually, with the way the digital platforms are evolving, some of this will actually become easier. Then there's a completely different dimensions. I've been a part of Shiro's for a while, the women's platform.
Yes.
A lot of women actually prefer that, if they can find a work within their own vicinity, within the, a certain amount of a distance, so that it doesn't create too much of disruption in their daily work. So one side is to be able to pick up digital work, which you can deliver from anywhere, anytime, any place. All the other thing is to pick up a distributed job, where you're actually kind of delivering the work from a nearby place, and you're not having to travel 1 hour each way, and probably end up wasting a lot of time back and forth versus delivering on the job.
I think if we fine-tune models like these, the opportunities for people are far more, and I think we may be able to solve some part of the unemployment problem. Coming back to hybrid workplace models which are coming up, and companies are announcing flexi working, I'm very intrigued to understand that, is it time to bid goodbye to commercial real estate?
I actually think commercial real estate has a value of its own. I think it will continue to exist. I have tried to work from home for about a year, and the gentle warmth between the family members turns to a lot of heat when everybody is stepping onto each other's toes. So the desire to actually step out for everyone in the house, to actually be able to step into the real world, is actually very much important. And the whole appreciation that we've had of a single dimensional shift to working from home is great, but it has its own limitations. It's kind of broken away the barriers of work time zone. Sometimes you don't even remember it is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or what day of the week. You switch from Zoom call to another Zoom call. Honestly, if I don't put in my calendar 30 minutes for having lunch, somebody will overschedule your day with perpetual Zoom calls one after the other. You don't know what the hell is happening in the world.
Right.
So the need to step out of your homes, to be able to go to a place which you can relate with your work, I think is important for a lot of people. Perhaps there are exceptions, but for a lot of people, that's important. But I think the way it's going to evolve and develop is going to be, in my mind, the concept of distributed offices. The distributed offices for somebody from Noida not having to travel to, Gurgaon on a daily basis, and having a satellite office within their own vicinity, which is a replica of their work environment that they've created. Or for the companies which cannot afford a satellite office of their own, to have like mixed offices, right? Where people from different companies will come together and work. So the commercial models will change, the operating models will evolve, the preferences will shift, but the commercial real estate requirements will certainly go down. I'm a believer in that. But I think it will continue to exist in a reasonable form as we go forward.
Yes, certainly there's going to be a strain on the market because of, the requirements shrinking. Yes, but I think there's always a new opportunity on the wayside, and I'm sure there will be for the real estate sector as well. And they also would come up with their new models and ways of working. Thank you so much for talking to us, Sandeep. And honestly, I really enjoyed speaking to you. Thanks a lot.
Anytime. Pleasure talking to you, Charu. Thank you so much for your time.
Hope you enjoy listening to Mrigashira, a podcast for communication folks. Do share your suggestions and feedback on mrigashira@digitales.co.in. Have a great week ahead, and do not forget to tune in next week. Adios.